Proclamation number 6238 of 14th of April, 1955. Spreading the truth. Living faith. The truth shall be spread. People shall be able to think correctly. They shall be able to form a correct picture of their God and Creator from eternity and their actual purpose of existence. And they are to be informed of what is to help them attain beatitude, a state of perfection which they lack as long as they are still distant from their Creator and thus also from the truth. People's thinking no longer corresponds to the truth. It has been wrongly guided by teachings which distort what people were once taught by God Himself, who lived on earth as the man Jesus in order to convey the pure truth to them. This pure teaching is no longer conveyed to people by those who believe themselves called to it. It is a distorted teaching which therefore cannot trigger the strength of conviction in people which, however, is necessary in order to live on earth in accordance with the divine teaching. The pure truth will always be credible, but every educated teaching gives rise to doubts and shakes the whole structure of spiritual knowledge which was given to humanity. People can no longer believe even if they want to, because erroneous teachings evoke a will of resistance in them and then they very easily reject everything and go completely without faith. But the pure truth is like a light which shines brightly. The pure truth provides information about all questions, and it cannot be invalidated because it will always break through the darkness with its bright light. Because error cannot withstand it. It could truly be made easy for humanity to believe in God alive as soon as only the pure truth would be supplied to it. Yet one fights this truth. The adversary of God, who would like to extinguish all light in order to play an easy game with humanity, in order to prevent them from returning to God whom they once left through His influence. The adversary of God is an enemy of truth, which gives a true picture of God and His working. For this reason he will always strive to enforce it with error, and he will also succeed because the human being himself decides whether he desires light or seeks darkness. For his will determines the influence of God or the adversary on him. The earnest desire to stand in truth also secures him the supply of it, but indifference towards truth subjects him to the influence of God's adversary. And that is why error is so widespread amongst people, and it is an urgent necessity to enlighten them and to oppose their wrong thinking with the pure truth. This is why God instructs His servants on earth to stand up for the pure truth, and He conveys this truth Himself to the servants, just as He will provide every person with the truth who merely strives for it, either unconsciously or by appealing to the Supreme Being to give him enlightenment. For truth is necessary in order to evaluate earthly life correctly. Truth is irreplaceable through spiritual knowledge which does not provide complete information. Truth is a divine gift which irrevocably leads to beatitude and is also offered to anyone who does not close his mind to it. Truth emanates from God, who Himself is the eternal truth, and it leads back to God. But without truth no one can become blessed. Amen.